and welcome to episode 7 of Martin Uncut. Today it's the 16th of December 2020. So yesterday's recording was the first recording I did with the Rodecaster Pro. And I realized when I listened back to the recording yesterday that I named this thing a lot of different things, like the Podcaster Pro and Rode Podcaster and stuff. And this is a microphone from Rode and not the mixer board that I have. So the correct name is actually Rodecaster Pro. But I did the first recording, as I said, and this has something called multi-channel mode. So you record every channel individually. The Zoom I was using before had the same thing. But the interesting thing between these two units are that they are handling this a little bit different. If I talk a little bit about the H8, the Zoom device I used, it recorded every channel to its own WAV file on the SD card. So if I recorded the microphone and let's say the sound pads, that would be two files. And then it also mixed it together and gave me a third file with the mixdown. And that third file was the file I then easily could fetch out and use for the podcast. The Rodecaster is doing this a little bit differently. It also has multi-track enabled. And when it records all the channels all the time. So I think there is like 14 or 16 channels. There is four mics. There is one USB in. There is a phone in. And there's Bluetooth and then sound pads. So what is that? That's 8 and everything is in stereo. So 16 channels likely. And it doesn't record these to different files. It's recorded to one WAV file with 16 channels. Even if I'm only using the microphone and the sound pads, there's still going to be 16 tracks in this file. And it didn't provide me a mix down. At least I don't think there was a track that was a mix down in this file. I need to look into that a little bit more. So that kind of ruined my whole workflow when I was trying to easily get the file out, run it through Audacity, and then just be able to publish it. Because the whole idea with this podcast is small, easy, and uncut. I shouldn't do any work on the file. And I want to be able to publish this podcast every day. So the flow really needs to be down really, really simple. I changed the settings today. So hopefully I'm not recording multi-channel anymore. That means that I'm only saving the mix down the channel to the SD card. We'll see how it turns out. But hopefully I don't need to provide as much work to the file afterwards. We'll see. I'll let you know tomorrow how that went. But for my big podcast, I will still need to record multi-channel because I want to have every person that speaks, if I'm doing an interview, for example, on its separate track. But I have plenty of space on the SD card, so it's not a huge problem that it records all the channels. As a test, I did a 1 hour recording yesterday, and I think it was 6 gigabytes of data for this hour. And I have a pretty big card. There is still room for like 7 hours of recording, so it's not a big problem. File copying and stuff like that takes a little bit longer. When I listened back to the podcast yesterday as well, I found that my voice sound a little bit more bassy than it usually does. And I think that is due to the placement of the mic. At least that's probably the biggest thing. When I recorded the podcast yesterday, I had the mic straight in front of the mouth. I usually have it a little bit off axis, so just to the side of the mouth. And the reason I have that is I want to limit the plosives. I don't want to sound too much in the microphone. And today I have the microphone off axis again. So I hope it's not as bassy. If it's still very bassy, I'm going to look into the settings of the Rodecaster here. That was, I think, everything I wanted to say today. I'm already up at almost 5 minutes, so way more than 2 minutes. But have a good day and see you tomorrow.